It is 7:41 here on this Monday morning, and we're joined in the studio this morning by Amy Haryu, who is an organizer for the first annual Run for Life. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And the first annual Run for Life. Tell us about what it is, what's happening, when and where.
Yes, it is. First annual Run for Life. Extremely exciting. It's going to be a run. There will be a 10K, 5K, and a walk. It's promoting organ donation, and it'll be held Saturday, June 2nd, down at the Elwood Mats in Lower Harbor Park.
What are the events that folks can take part in?
They can take part in the 10K, they can take part in the 5K, or a walk, or even just come down and support the cause and be a part of the event.
Obviously, we've heard of a lot of events that are similar to this, like getting out and enjoying the weather and going for a run or for a walk, but it's more than that. You want to promote organ donation. Where'd the idea come from?
Yes, we do want to promote organ donation. The idea actually came from a kidney transplant recipient myself. Of nearly 7 years ago, one of my very close friends donated a kidney to me.
Wow.
So it's close to my heart also. And it also, shows that, with a kidney, you're given a second chance of life, a healthy lifestyle, and just being able to live a healthy life.
Now, has the registration already has started? I'm sure that folks can take part in it. But if they want to do that, how can they find out more?
We have a website, uprunforlife.com. It's also out on the Roadrunner Association website, which is uprrc.org. And we've dropped off brochures at Johnson Sports, Sports Rack, Downwind.
Around.
Yes.
This is obviously very personal for you, being a recipient of an organ in your own life.
Yes, it is.
And that really probably... that puts an extra spin on it, I guess, doesn't it? That you can really speak from firsthand experience as to why it's important to have organ donation. Tell us a little bit about why you feel that is important.
I feel it's important because there's unfortunately a lot of tragic accidents where, you lose a loved one, and in having the education and understanding what organ donation can do for another human being, showing, your loved one's organs go moving on and living through someone else, it gives them a second chance at life to live a healthy lifestyle. And also just understanding, like for me, it was a close friend who donated a kidney to me.
Now, with this particular event, it's an opportunity for folks to come out, take part in a 10K, 5K, or a walk. So as it says here, there's something for everybody. But if someone wants to register, what's the process?
To register for the first annual Run for Life, they can go to uprunforlife.com. and print off a registration form, or uprrc.org. They can go to their registration forms, have been dropped off around town at Johnson's or Sports Rack. They can also, if they just want to go to the website and even, get my contact number and call me, we'll make sure that they get a registration form.